Let's move on now and talk a bit about transparency. And it gets a lot of visibility. A lot of people want to be seen to be transparent. And yet with obviously certain information mandated through quarterly reporting or whatever, then the question always comes in my mind of how someone, if they say we want to be seen as transparent, what extra do they have to do? What convinces you that a company are going out of their way to be transparent and genuinely living and breathing that mantra? Mm.
Well, I think the most important word in that question is if. Mm. Because there are significant numbers of companies who, frankly, don't get it. They don't understand that there is a connection between the perception that investors have of them and transparency. And I do quite a bit of work in emerging markets and developing markets. And it's a question that comes up an awful lot from senior management as I talk to them. And they say, why should we be transparent? So it's not a given that every company wants to...
Some like to be a little more translucent.
Some opacity that will live. And so I think there is a great difference between companies. And so therefore, in terms of what they can do and the kinds of things, of course, you know, we talked about many of them. And I don't think there's any doubt now that in the UK, we have one of the strongest governance codes the world's ever seen. And I think if one complies not necessarily with the boilerplate, but rather with the spirit of it, that kind of inquiry would open itself to investors very, very well. Providing that level of insight into the business would be very, very good. There's plenty of standards out there which allow people to communicate if they are of a mind to do so. Of course, using all the possible vehicles out there. We talked about annual reports, we talked about websites, we haven't really talked about social media, for example. Mm. Companies using blogs, companies using Twitter and all those other things to be able to broaden the means through which generations can get access to the information on the companies in who they're interested. I think that will grow.
So do you see the way that people have used social media, say in the States, extending over here from not just, we see them over here on CSR careers and so on, but we don't see them in the investor side or certainly not governance. Do you see that happening over here more? Do you see that as a key way of demonstrating transparency?
Yes, and you do see it, depending on how you define social media, it's easy to talk about things like Facebook and, you know, Twitter and all the other bits and pieces. For me, I think it's more about collaborative content. It's more about opening up the company to the ability to be able to discuss with its community. I was quite interested in this idea of sharing. So, for example, a number of companies, it's quite easy to do now to point people off to a Facebook, point people off to Twitter, go and comment about this. You've just spent loads of money winning a new pair of eyeballs for your website. And the first thing you do is say, well, actually, we don't want you. Thank you very much. Do you want to go off and talk to some other means of communicating through the website? I think that's wrong. I think having won those eyeballs, you want to keep them as hard as you can. And so now we're talking about people making things like Facebook native to their websites, allowing them to build a conversation with the company. Mm. In an online environment, using some of the tools that people are familiar with, such as Twitter, such as Facebook. So yes, I think we're going to start seeing some of that, and some of the companies who are doing best at it. And you're now going to ask me to name a name, and
I've seen Centrica feedback. They feedback their data from their blogs back onto the website.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anyone do it in the IR space, and definitely not in the governance space.
And not certainly not in the UK. I have to say, the Americans are significantly further ahead than the UK on using these things. Why people aren't Twittering the fact they've just posted their results, I don't know. It's a dead simple thing to do.
Some are now, but using it as a push.
Exactly. And then you can start talking about sort of other types of technology as well, such as video. Mm. I'm quite interested by the stat that I read the other day that one third of all American companies now have electronic access to their AGMs. So they have a kind of a mixed AGM. They've got some which is online, live, and they've got some which is in physical. There have been a couple of companies that have said they're going to hold entirely virtual AGMs. So actually, no drafty hall, no sandwiches, no gifts, entirely available online only with now approved voting technologies. So now you've got the ability to just sit at home and, you know, grant your proxy to somebody or other, and or vote yourself.
And tweet in your questions.
So, you know, we're dealing with an entirely different type of technology as well, which I think is going to be very, very... So I think transparency, getting back to the point about that, A, it's not an assumed all over the world. B, the technologies exist to make it, should you have made that decision, to make it such. There is still, among many directors of public companies, concern about sharing too much information. And I do think that will take a long time to resolve. You know, you can't expect people to give away the company's store if there is this magic bullet that makes the company make money. Why would you discuss it and what you're going to do to it in the future in public?
So where's the guideline? They have to judge on that and be judged on it.
Yeah, I mean, the difficulty, of course, is that you can't talk about it in private to an investor unless they become an insider. And so, therefore, it's something that you're going to want to develop and nurture inside the business, and only when it's a fait accompli at some point in time. But, you know, things like R&D investment, you know, how do you explain it? How do you account for it? You know, most companies say, right, we've got a research and development budget, and here's how we're going to do it. And we're going to capitalize it, or we're going to expense it, whichever it is. And that does what it does. What it doesn't do is relate it to, for example, the number of patents you've registered in many instances. It doesn't explain what success rate you've had. You know, 100 out of this $1 million has succeeded. The rest has been a complete waste of time. But that message about communication of those kinds of things, the hidden assets, you know, brands, how do you put a proper valuation on a brand? How do you put loyalty of staff on the balance sheet? Things like that. It's that kind of transparency that I think investors would love to be able to see, and it's awfully hard to do.
Indeed.